Living with you in your secret place, the possibilities are limitless. What would it look like for you to live with these limitless possibilities? That you never said, I can't, because you're convinced you can, because he can. And since there is now only one life to be lived, his through you, you know he will, if you allow him. It could turn your world upside down. Kill all those negatives in one fell swoop. Dead. Imagine life without negatives. Let your heart go to another place on that thought. Only seeing the best. Only hoping for the best. Not writing a scenario of the worst. Seeing the treasure in people, not the trash. There's a big one. Could be revolutionary. We may need to explore a little more of his majesty and his great heart towards us. Come into a better understanding of who he is and what he wants for us if we're going to pursue this line of thought. Not just pie in the sky when you die, but steak on your plate while you wait. Let's explore the idea together. It's a place of abiding. The promise of limitless possibilities comes to us when we stay where we're put and aren't shaken by circumstances and situations. That's what it means to abide, to remain steadfast and immovable. When everything round you is being shaken, staying in Christ, not running round like a headless chicken, asking the opinion and prayer of all and sundry, but hunkering down in the secret place with him, alone. It's a discipline. I know you. You're allowing this to make me press further into you, and I'm going to do just that. Isaiah 26:20 says, go, my people, enter your rooms and shut the doors behind you. It's a bit out of context, I know. It's about God's final judgment, but it was the scripture that came to mind. Go, enter your room, shut the door. Another way of saying, stay put, abide, remain, dwell where God has placed you until the storm dies down. He allows in his wisdom what he could easily prevent by his power. Tests are necessary. You don't launch a boat before it's undergone its seaworthiness trials. Same with us. Every elevation in the spirit will be tested and contested by the enemy. It has to be. Your part is to stand firm. Just stand. Not run, hide, or shift blame, but stand. How's it working out for you?